Tort reform is off the ballot for now, but neither side is convinced that Pulaski County Circuit Court Judge Mackie Pierce's recent ruling blocking Issue 1 is going to stand, so they're continuing to make their case to voters. At issue is whether Arkansas should cap medical malpractice awards. Jody Ann Tritt with the Arkansas Hospital Association spoke to a Friday meeting of NEA political animals in Jonesboro. She says tort reform activists are proceeding.
We know that the case is still pending. We know that there are going to be appeals. Likely there would have been an appeal on either side of this particular ruling. So the timing becomes very critical.
Timing is an issue because there's now just under 2 months to go until the November elections. Chad Gallagher, a former mayor of DeQueen, spoke against malpractice caps at the forum. Like Tritt, he would have preferred for the issue to be voted on. He says anti-Issue 1 activists are watching and waiting to see what happens with the judge's order.
But while that works its way through the courts and goes to the Supreme Court for them to make a decision, we're going to keep on out there campaigning and asking Arkansans to oppose Issue 1. I mean, I'd love to see Arkansans get to put it to bed once and for all and put an end to all this kind of crazy talk.
The judge blocked the question as unconstitutional because it would also give the state legislature rulemaking authority over the courts and therefore doesn't pass the single subject test. Proponents of reform are appealing to the state Supreme Court. For now, the question will appear on the ballot, but the unknown is whether those votes will be counted. In Jonesboro, I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.